4 weeks after Election Day, the makeup of the House of Representatives is now known. The last race has finally been called. Democrat Adam Gray has defeated incumbent Republican Representative John Duarte in California's 13th congressional district. Officials have counted all ballots. Gray's victory puts the current election tally in the House at 220 Republican wins to 215 Democratic victories. However, three seats will soon be open after President-elect Donald Trump nominated three Republican House members to his cabinet, dropping the majority to a very slim 217-215 margin in favor of the GOP. Within days after the election, Trump nominated Florida Representative Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General. Gaetz resigned from the House and later removed his name from consideration. There will now be a special election in Northwest Florida. It's set for April 1st, 2025. Another Republican, Florida Representative Mike Waltz, is slated to become the Trump administration's national security advisor and leave Congress on January 20th. A special election in the Daytona Beach area of Florida is also set for April 1st. In northern New York, Republican Representative Elise Stefanik is Trump's pick for U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. She hasn't announced when she is leaving Congress. In New York, Governor Kathy Hochul is required by law to set the date for a special election within 10 days of Stefanik's resignation. And that election has to happen within 70 to 80 days. The departure of the Republicans and uncertainty of who wins the special elections leave the GOP with almost no wiggle room to push their agenda forward in Congress in early 2025. House Speaker Mike Johnson has supposedly urged President-elect Trump not to tap any more House Republicans for cabinet jobs.